at 10:50. If you got your smart home devices, you may want to pay attention to today's audio brunch. And then Jack Neely, Knoxville History Project, joins us for his monthly visit coming up next hour. Our buddy Jim Brogan with Brogan Financial is on with us at this moment here on Yarbrough. Jim, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm better than I deserve. Enjoying the weather. Having a great, just enjoying the fall and football and everything.
Boy, this is a great time of year for us, isn't it? I mean, this weather is phenomenal. It's great. All right, Tuesday, stock market dropped more than 1,200 points. Can you put that in any kind of perspective for folks? What was your reaction as you saw this playing out on Tuesday, and what do we need to know about that big drop?
So that was the biggest point drop since 2020, June of 2020, so a little over 2 years. And the main reason that it dropped so much, Bob, is because of the inflation numbers that came out on Monday were just slightly higher than expected. And I think the market was not as much reacting to inflation being a lot higher than expected as much as it was expectation that the Federal Reserve will continue to hike interest rates aggressively and maybe even more aggressively. And so that's what the market was reacting to. Now, there's been a lot of publicity about that it was a 1,200-point drop. We've had similar volatility throughout this year. Markets have just been very, very choppy because of the uncertainty of inflation and Federal Reserve policy. So, you know, when the media hypes something up to be, oh, the biggest drop since June of 2020, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was a very volatile day. The market was down 3%, but we've had other choppy days in the ballpark and similar to that throughout this year with the uncertainty of inflation.
All right, let's hit that interest rate that you mentioned. I've read reports that the Feds could raise that rate as much as 1% like in the coming days. Is that what you see? Is that what you expect?
I would be a little surprised if it was more than 0.75%, 75 basis points. You know, the thought was it would be anywhere from 50 basis points, so 0.5 to 0.75%. Because of the inflation report Monday, it has started to generate a buzz. Will it be 1%? Personally, Bob, I would be a little bit surprised by that. I would not be shocked, but I would be a little bit surprised. The big thing to me is that between now and, say, the next 6 months, let's say February, March, I expect the federal funds rate will be pushing 3.75 to 4%. Right now it's at 2.5. So I would expect it to go up another 1 to 1.5% between now and early next year.
What do we need to know about inflation, the cause? What are we looking at? Is it leading into a recession? I know there's a lot of benchmarks that you look at to determine whether or not a recession is already here. Where do you stand on those issues?
I think persistent inflation is a reality right now, and it's due to a lot of things, but the supply chain is still somewhat broken. Now, thank goodness we diverted. It looks like we've diverted or averted the rail strike, which would have just caused more havoc in the supply chain. So some of it is that. Some of it, you know, labor inflation to me is still a concern, the cost of hiring people and paying people to keep good people, because with labor inflation up, it's hard to imagine that in 2 years inflation could be back down to 2% where the Fed wants it at their target. At the same point, I want to temper a few things because, you know, when they tell us the inflation rate, what they're doing, Bob, is they're adding up the last 12 months. Month-to-month inflation. They're just literally adding them up. So even if, and I talked about this a couple months ago, but even if inflation was zero for the last half of the year, like no inflation to month, inflation for the year of 2022 would still be close to 6.5% for the year. So regardless of how much consumer prices are flattening out or dropping, inflation is still going to be a high number this year. And, you know, what the markets are reacting to is really what the Federal Reserve's going to do. Now, on your question about recession, Bob, I don't think we're in recession right now. We may be. There are several things that they look at. The National Economic, the Bureau of Economic Research looks at to determine if we're in recession. I do think we're probably going to end up there eventually. And the Fed, I think, is willing to raise rates, even if it does create and cause recession. They're hoping it won't, and that if it does, it will be a mild recession. But by raising rates, the Fed is trying to stoke off inflation, and that is their number one concern. And you know what, Bob? I think it should be their number one concern. That is my biggest concern with our economy right now.
How long do you think we're going to have to wait until we see what the Fed does, in fact, decide about the interest rate? Is that going to happen soon?
Yes. Next week, they'll announce a new potential rate hike. Now, then I think they'll pause probably a couple of months. Because I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think they'll do anything after next week until after the midterm elections, because I don't think they want to be seen as potentially impacting the election. So, and that may make them go a little bit bigger next week than they normally would, because they're probably going to then, try to pause a little bit for a couple of months.
All right. With all these things considered, what are you suggesting and recommending for those who've retired or maybe they're getting close to retiring? How do they navigate this particular volatile environment?
You know, Bob, inflation is so front and center right now. The reality is, over long periods of time, inflation is always a concern in retirement. People are on more of a fixed income. A retirement plan should always have a focus on increasing income over a long period of time. People are living longer and longer lives. People typically, once they get to 65, they're typically going to live to 90 or even higher. So, we need to be worried about what things are going to cost. And when you're 85 or even 90 or 93, and while our spending will slow down, Our discretionary spending, travel, entertainment, will slow down as we age. Healthcare costs increase. So I think one thing to always keep in mind is inflation is a very powerful opponent in retirement. Another powerful opponent is short-term market volatility. It should not surprise us when markets get volatile. It should not surprise us if and when we have a correction or a bear market. We don't know when they're going to happen or why. But we know that that's a reality of market cycles. But financial markets also have always been resilient over time. So we should have an income that provides stability in the short term, where we're not necessarily depending on the market investments for short-term income. The market investments should be for long-term growth. That'll help fund our income when we're in our 80s to help fight inflation.
All right, next Tuesday, the 20th, and then the following Tuesday, the 27th, you've got another series of adult education classes coming up. What can folks learn in these classes?
Yes, Financial Survival for Retirement, Bob. It's a two-part class. Again, that starts this Tuesday night, so the 20th and 27th. We cover seven key areas that I think everybody needs to address in their financial plan. That is the same class that you attended,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yes, at the Downtown Conference Center. Now, the class has evolved, obviously, with changes in market conditions, economic things. But the fundamentals of retirement planning have not changed. So people can find out more information at financialsurvivalforretirement.com. They can download a syllabus, they can watch a video, and they can click to register. The course fee is $59. I think for a married couple, it's $99. They can also call the university directly at 974-0150.
Jim, one thing I took away from the class when I attended a few years ago is this, to most of us, can be a very complicated topic, financial terms and phrases and everything. But you cut through that. You've got a natural knack that just cut through that, and you break it down into easy-to-understand terms. And I that's the one thing I try to sell folks on, is you're going to go there, you're going to hear a lot of important information, but you're going to understand it.
Well, thank you for saying that. That is a big focal point, is because it can be very, very complex, so we want to take these complex things and dial them down and help people make them more understandable, where everybody can see how everything fits together like a puzzle.
Yeah, mission accomplished for you on that. And let's don't let you get out of here without previewing what we can expect on this weekend's More Living with Jim Brogan here on News Talk 98.7, Saturday morning at 9 and Saturday afternoon at 3.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the current market conditions, basically an expansion of what we've just talked about, Bob. What's going on in the economy, and what do we need to be doing to secure our financial future with our planning in light of the fact that we know markets are volatile, but inflation's a reality. So how do we balance all of those pieces?
All right, Jim. Hey, buddy, we appreciate it. Look forward to that this weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great week.
You do the same. Take care. That's on Saturdays, 9 till 10, and then 3 till 4 on Saturday afternoon. More Living with Jim Brogan. And then next Tuesday, the following Tuesday, Financial Survival for Retirement.com. Get signed up for those adult education classes.